Coccolet with the group Save Myanmar San Francisco says one of the four people the military executed late last month was a friend. Coccolet and Cha Min Yu, known as Jimmy, were student organizers together during the 1988 student uprising in Myanmar against the previous military regime.
He's my close friend and he's a 1988 student leader. We are working together in Rangoon University. We have a student union, Rangoon Union Student University. We are working together peacefully.
Coccolet says he escaped in 1988 and eventually made his way to the United States. Jimmy stayed through the eventual elected civilian government led by Aung San Suu Kyi, which came to power in 2015. A new military coup overthrew her six-year-old government in February of last year.
He still keep working on nonviolent action, and this time, after military took over the power, 2021, February 1st, he struggled and he against this third time military coup in Burma, and then he was arrested.
Arrested, convicted, and executed on charges of violating Myanmar's counterterrorism law. The military regime has arrested an estimated 15,000 people since last year's coup. It has attacked, bombed, and burned rural villages. A human rights group says the regime has killed 2,100 people. Nguyen Tan is chair of the Burmese American Democratic Alliance. He also was a student activist in 1988. He says he talks virtually every day to the young activists struggling against the military regime who have continued to fight despite everything the regime has thrown against them. He worries the military will execute more of the political prisoners, which it has condemned to death.
Yeah, the only way to show the more to insert more fears into the population, the only thing left to do is kill those prisoners. So I think they are going to do. You know, I worry about anyone, even on censorship and in their hands. You know, the former president in their hands.
Nguyen Tan says while the Myanmar regime buys weapons from China and Russia, the young people defending against it are largely doing so with homemade weapons. He says the international community should do more to help.
You know, United States sends billions and billions of dollars worth of ammunition to Ukraine, but not even one shell to Myanmar people. But anyway, young people are fighting back. They are basically, there's a civil war is going on. The young people are defending so the military will not come in and burn their villages, burn their elderly, cut their heads off. So there's a PDF called People Defense Forces all over Myanmar.
Myanmar finances its military in large part with profits from oil and gas sales. Chevron plays a role. It is involved in a joint venture with Myanmar's state-owned oil and gas company. Chevron has condemned the human rights violations and pledged to withdraw from its Myanmar operations in what it calls a planned and orderly manner. It has not set a public timeline. Nguyen Tan says the Burmese American community in the Bay Area will come together to mark the anniversary of the 1988 student uprising with flag-raising ceremonies in Berkeley and San Francisco on Sunday. They'll be renewing their call for the U.S. and international community to help the pro-democracy struggle in their homeland. I'm Eileen Alfandari, Pacifica Radio, San Francisco.